Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Friday, the same day as many people celebrating Juneteenth around the Bay Area, some people tore down statues in Golden Gate Park. KALW's Precious Green reports.
Demonstrators toppled statues of St. Junipero Serra, Francis Scott Key, and President Ulysses Grant in the Golden Gate Park Music Concourse. Videos of the incident show a scattered group of people pulling the statues of the priest and Star Spangled Banner songwriter to the ground to the cheers of onlookers. Other statues and fixtures in the park were also damaged. Police were dispatched, but no arrests were reported. Recreation and Parks Department employees began assessing and cleaning up the damage Saturday morning. The downed statues were loaded onto trucks and the area briefly closed off. Mayor Lyndon Breed issued a written statement acknowledging the pain people are feeling, but saying, quote, "Every dollar we spend cleaning up this vandalism takes funding away from actually supporting our community, including our African-American community," end quote. The mayor also called on the Arts Commission and other city agencies to evaluate the city's public art collection. I'm Precious Green, KALW News.
Legislative leaders and Governor Gavin Newsom have agreed on a budget to close a landmark $54 billion deficit. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more.
The agreement follows weeks of intense negotiations over how to fill the budget hole caused by the pandemic. While leaders did not give specific details, sources say the new agreement largely avoids the painful cuts to health and social service programs that Governor Newsom proposed in his May revision. But it leans on billions in anticipated federal aid, which is still uncertain. If that relief funding does not come through, some state workers would see furloughs. The state would also defer billions in payments to schools and community colleges until next year, which could force those entities to cut spending or borrow. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
San Francisco police are investigating a shooting involving what they're calling several victims in the city's Tenderloin neighborhood. The San Francisco Police Department tweeted yesterday they were investigating the shooting and that all vehicle and pedestrian traffic was being redirected. Police did not immediately return a message seeking more information. Calls by activists nationwide to defund police have reached BART. KALW's B. Saul has more.
Leaders at BART have pledged to shift $2 million from sworn officers and fare inspectors to unarmed ambassadors. These staff would wear uniforms and patrol the trains unarmed. Governor Gavin Newsom recently appointed BART board director and advocate Latifa Simon to lead a statewide working group on police reform. She wants to add at least one staff member to BART's Office of the Independent Police Auditor. This office looks at complaints into police officers for misconduct. Any changes will require approval next week when the board passes its new budget. BART Police Chief Ed Alvarez has also pledged to start training his force to follow a state law called AB 392. This law went into effect on January 1st. It mandates that police can only use deadly force when absolutely necessary to defend human life. It also provides de-escalation techniques for police to use prior to firing their guns. In Oakland, I'm B. Saul.
California Governor Gavin Newsom said yesterday in his address that the recent rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations is a major concern. He urged everyone to wear a face covering when they're out in public. But county health officials say the real problem is what people do with friends and family. Many counties are pointing to birthday parties and backyard barbecues as a main source of the spread. Daniel Kim is a public health educator with San Joaquin County.
People have been thinking that once businesses started opening that they're free to get together more, and unfortunately that's where we're seeing a lot of the community transmission happening.
He said a few people from the same household sitting at a restaurant is much less risky than people from 10 different households getting together. State guidance says to avoid social gatherings. If you go to one, you should follow the same rules you would do in public. Wear a face covering, stay 6 feet from others, and wash your hands frequently. An official says a professor at Laney Community College in Oakland has been put on administrative leave after asking a Vietnamese-American student to anglicize her name because it sounded like a vulgarity. The freshman says she received an email from her trigonometry professor asking her to change her name. The teacher said in an email to Associated Press that he was sorry for his mistakes and, in his words, and the pain they caused so many.